Hello, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, defence discussions are intensifying in Luxembourg. Prime Minister Luc Frieden briefed MPs yesterday on last week's EU summit, which saw all 27 members agree on an €800 billion defence package for Ukraine. Meanwhile, former Defence Minister François Bauche, speaking to our colleagues at RTL this morning, said he's certain that if a NATO country were attacked, Article 5 would come into play and the whole of NATO, including the United States, would intervene. Ukraine will present the United States with a plan for a partial ceasefire with Russia, hoping to restore support from its key benefactor, which under President Trump has demanded concessions to end the three-year war. The talks in Saudi Arabia come as Ukraine targeted Moscow in a massive overnight drone attack, with at least one person killed and nine more wounded. It could be the biggest Ukrainian drone attack inside Russia since the start of the war. Meanwhile, military chiefs from 30 European and NATO countries willing to contribute to security guarantees for Ukraine after any negotiated truce with Russia are meeting in Paris today. President Macron is due to address the meeting, which he has said is being held in tight coordination with NATO military command. Greenland, the Danish self-governing territory, is voting in legislative elections today. Greenland's Prime Minister has said that US President Trump, who wants to take over Greenland, is very erratic. Determining a timeline for Greenland's independence from Denmark has dominated the territory's election campaign. Back to national news. The Ministry of Health has launched its latest awareness campaign to highlight the importance of early detection in the fight against bowel cancer. Bowel cancer accounts for 10% of all cases and is the world's third most common and second deadliest form of the disease. In Luxembourg, the Ministry of Health has sent out 300,000 invitations, encouraging people to participate in the national screening programme. Response rates have been low so far. The former cigarette factory that stood out from Ettelbruck's southern entrance on its way to be replaced by a new Nordstadt administrative centre, creating an estimated 650 job opportunities in the administrative, commercial and gastronomic domains. The external renovations of the building are almost finished and it's been announced that the Université Populaire Luxembourg, offering lifelong learning courses for adults, will be the first institution in the building. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football and the return matches in the round of 16 in the Champions League start today. Among others, Liverpool is playing against Paris Saint-Germain. You can watch this match live on RTL Today at 9 p.m. tonight. Other matches include Barcelona versus Benfica, Inter are taking on Feyenoord and Leverkusen are playing Bayern. And in tennis, two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz has powered past Canadian Denis Shapovalov 6-2, 6-4 to continue his march towards winning three straight titles at the Indian Wells ATP Masters. While upsets have claimed men's top seed Alexander Zverev, Casper Ruud and Novak Djokovic, the top five women's seeds are all safely into the fourth round after victories for world number one Aryna Sabalenka, third-ranked Coco Gauff and fifth-ranked Australian Open champion Madison Keys.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
After a foggy start, we're in for a cloudy day with some light rain, but we're also due to have some clear spells in the afternoon. Morning temperatures of around 7 to 9 degrees are expected to rise to highs of 12 degrees in the afternoon.